in the very next segment. Why should we hear about your weekend? It has to be something special that happened to you that would make us go, wow, we needed to hear about that.
Okay.
That is the challenge. If you tell us something we needed to hear, we'll give you a lucky idiot account. Okay. But if you tell us something stupid we didn't need to hear, we're going to tell you that that's what happened. That's in the next segment. Not now. Next.
This happened to be inspired by my neighborhood because S turned to F real fast in my neighborhood, okay? I told y'all Friday, everything's a blur. My weekend was so weird. I told y'all Friday that a devil child ran up on my porch and smashed a potted plant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No shirt on, only shorts, no shoes. Mm-hmm. This kid ran straight from the jungle. And by jungle, I mean the window of his mother's car. Jumped out the window.
He jumped out the window?
Ran up to my porch. And I know all of this because I caught a majority of it on camera. Mm-hmm. I sent it to you guys. We're not going to play it because I don't know this little boy or his mom. And she seems flustered and I'm not trying to embarrass her. Mm-hmm. However, my roommate did post it and I shared it on my social media because that was hilarious.
Good thing we're not going to share it.
Yeah, we're not going to share it on the show, but I'll reshare it later.
Approximate age of this kid?
7.
Okay.
And deranged. He runs up and you just see this little kid come running up on my porch and he's in bright orange shorts and he grabs this potted plant and his mom goes, where'd you go? What are you doing? And he has this huge plant up for like 10, 15 years, runs out to the main road, smashes the pot on the main road, which he caught it all on my camera, and then my camera goes dark. My camera said, no, we cannot handle this.
This is too much.
Fight or flight kicked in?
Yeah, fight or flight kicked in. And, you know, my neighbor sees all of it happen, and my neighbor's hilarious. And so she goes out to try and help the mom and clean this glass up from the shattered potted plant. And then this second kid comes running out the car. And she's like, this woman just had two deranged little children. And I was like, that is an ad for birth control right there. And my neighbor's daughter was like, you think they were being kidnapped? And you know what? I never thought for a second that children were running away from their kidnapper. I just thought they were demon children. So then the next morning, me and my neighbors are all sitting on my front porch talking about this demon child because I'd caught it on camera. And of course, we sent it to the neighborhood group text message.
I would.
It was hilarious. And prior to that, the night before, I had asked, did anybody else catch anything else? And all the neighbors decided we're going to turn our front-facing cameras back on who had happened to have them shut off for whatever reason. We had a lot of construction going on, so I think cameras were just being triggered nonstop.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they turned their cameras back on, and thank God they did, because as we're sitting there talking about this demon child that smashed my potted plant, I stand up, and I do a nice little good morning, Saturday morning stretch, and I'm looking right at our little intersection that we've got in front of my house. One lady runs a stop sign and smashes right into another lady.
What?
Me and my roommate are standing there looking right in that direction, and I immediately, my instincts go in, like, I got to run and check on this woman. So we run and we check on her, and thank God she's okay. All the airbags went off on both cars.
Jeez.
Nice.
And, I mean, she smashed into her, and then my neighbor was like, well, because of your demon child yesterday, we turned on our front-facing cameras. We caught the whole thing. Insurance is going to be easy. And I'm just sitting there talking to the people who live in my neighborhood who I never met, but they just smashed into each other. And the one lady half-smoking a cigarette, looking like she was tweaking, that ran the stop sign. I was like, you okay? And she takes half of her cigarette, throws it out the car window that the door won't even open, lights up another one, and just sits there.
She's like, jeez. Beelzebub.
Wow. I was like, all right, well, I don't know if you're going to make it out of here. You might walk away in handcuffs. She was crazy.
Sounded like it.
Oh my God.
She should have.
This is crazy. It wasn't even 24 hours from little demon child to a car accident.
Yeah, that was pretty, that kid was pretty bonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who knows what was going on, but yeah. That happening was bonkers.
No. Yeah. And then my roommate was like, I got to get out of here. Let's go get some coffee. So her and her girlfriend left to go get coffee and she thought she got a flat tire. She pulled over. She had the longest weave stuck in her tire and it was stuck to the point where it was slapping the back of her.
A chunk of weave?
You think I'm playing?
On her axle?
I'll show you. I will share a picture of that.
What is with your neighborhood?
I don't know. You give us a hot
take.
Might
be time to move, Kelly.
Heck no. What am I going to talk about?
Might be time to settle down and move out to the burbs.
Yeah. Might be time for some suburban living. A little easier walk to a strip mall, you know? Oh my God.
It looks like a snake.
I bet it does.
I'm going to send this picture to Steve so you guys can see it.
There was a I think it was last summer, there was a braid or part of a weave that was in our parking lot, and it was there for like three months. Oh, it was that bright pink one. I go, oh, man, somebody had a rough night this weekend because that looks like it was ripped out.
Yeah, this one, it looked like it'd been a road weave for a minute. But
oh, no.
Road weave. Uh-huh.
I mean, when she texted me, I was like, you got a flat tire? She's like, no, it's just weave. I was like, I don't get it. And then when you see the picture, okay. It was literally slapping her tire flap.
Okay, she may not have a flat tire.
Oh,
but
my
these
God.
Are the steel belts.
Those are called the wear bars. Oh, my God.
Weave aside, her tire is more bald than any tire has ever been.
Really?
Yeah, and her car is wildly out of alignment because it's only bald on the outside of the tire. Like, the inside still has treads. So
honestly,
she needs an alignment.
That weave may have saved her life.
Yeah, it added tread.
In.
I can't believe that's holding in there. That tire is letting out a moan. Look at that thing.
Yeah, it got caught on the steel belts. Like, that's what
this?
It's stuck to.
It's my roommate.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Tell her to get her life together and get some new tires before winter.
Or at least a tire.
Jesus. That is bonkers. Yeah, that would have never stuck to a normal tire. It's stuck to metal not supposed to be seen.
I think of all the things that you talked about this weekend, including the kid and the that's the most shocking thing.
Yeah. This is flummoxing me the most. My God.
You're like, what? Do I need a new tire? Yeah. Like a year ago.
I told her, I said, the show's yelling at me about how bare your tires are.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. I was like
you've gone past flat tire where the tread is worn out, or you now have tread from the insides that are supposed to be obscured by rubber.
Yeah. This is like if you walked down the street and saw a guy whose bones were exposed. Like, you're like, I'm not supposed to see those.
Hey, friend, are you okay? Like, yeah, why?
I think you need new skin.
Well, it looks like you got a weave caught in your shins.
This is not okay.
It's the most offensive thing I've ever seen.
I am...
That is a really long weave.
It is.
If it's that long, while it's braided, you just know that's so much hair.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
And honestly, because of the way her tires are, I can't tell where the weave starts and where her tire begins.
Yeah, I'm
struggling with that.
It's difficult. Yeah, it's kind of like a you find it picture.
Anyway, top that. I dare you.
Pretty tough. That'll be kind of neat, like that video of the kid on your porch someday when you and him get married, because he's got some red flag energy. He's going to be 20 someday.
Ooh, a little red flag.
Finally growing my own.
Also, that lady said she was going to come back and apologize and never did.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, she is sorry she said that.
Yeah.
On the way, what makes your weekend something we need to hear about like that?